Hi guys. So yes, a lot of you have been wondering, where have I been? Why am I not seeing Podcast Fridays, Talk with Loves, blah blah blah? Anyways, if you have checked up on me this 3 weeks that have passed, you know, for the month of November, if you have sent a message, I'm really grateful and I say thank you. I'm about to tell you where I've been. I'm about to share my experience with you. I'm about to share with you the chronicles of an Abuja copper. So yes, listen and stay tuned. Grab a chair, or if you're listening to this in traffic, probably Lagos traffic, perfect, because you're definitely going to exhaust this on time. If you're listening to this in AVJ, shout out to you. You're probably gonna get home, you know, before this is over. Okay, I'm gonna make it short, I promise. But then just listen and stay tuned. Yes, I was at the NYC orientation camp, Kubwa, Abuja, Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria. Yes, for those of you asking or that might ask, I mean, what's she saying? What's NYSC? Right, NYSC National Service Corps is what we do in Nigeria after you graduate from college, and they just basically want to tell you what life looks like before, you know, putting you out there into the main world or into the labor market or any of that sort, basically. So that's what we do in Nigeria, right? And then you're supposed to have a certificate. So if you intend on going for a political position sometime in life and all of that, it's just best you get it, because I mean, a lot of these things can come back to haunt you, and it's better safe than sorry, right? So I'll just go straight to the point. The first thing, I'm just going to use myself as an example, right? What happened to me? I got into camp at 11 p.m., right? And I got in, the soldiers, I don't know what they were doing. Either ways, I slept, I woke up the next day, and I was taking my sweet time to have my bath. Before I knew what was happening, they came to chase us out of the hostels. I wasn't even able to brush my mouth that morning. So I felt okay because I was a mufti, I was going to be permitted and stuff like that. The soldiers told me, squat down. Are you Azumi? Like, excuse you, Azumi what? I was confused. What's happening here? I'm not on my white and white, because I usually call white and white salala. I'm like, what's happening here? So, Miasha went down, no. And then I got to find out, okay, that morning devotion was from 4:30 till, and then you're on the parade ground till like 7:30 and all of that. And it was just... So, first off, right, what do you need to know? I'm just going to start from Mami. That was just intro. But let's go to Mami. There is nothing you are not going to find in Mami Market. Funny enough, my hostel was now opposite Mami. So, I wasn't even going to get the normal food we were going to get. Because, I mean, why should I go for a regimented food when, I can get what I want at Mami? Meanwhile, I skipped a part. The bagel is what wakes you up, is what regiments you. They have different tunes for when Nigeria is waking up, when Nigeria is sleeping, breakfast, anything that has to do with food, lectures, you know, all those kind of things. They have different tunes for them. And it is extremely annoying. Banana, 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 da, 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 da. It is so annoying. That's what wakes you up around, what, 4:30. Before then, in fact, I don't think the bigger is even the most annoying part. The most annoying part is that your hostel mates are going to wake you up before then, because everybody's trying to get ready for 4:30 when they're going to be at the parade ground. So, like, can you see how early it is? Like 4:30 a.m. But I'm just going to skip that aside and talk about Mami now, because I mean, I love food. There is nothing you are not going to find in Mami. From sausages to, I don't even know why I said it with sausages, noodles, shawarma, smoothie, sauce, swallow. Everything you are going to find it there. When I went to camp for the very like first week, throughout that week, I was taking swallow and whatever soup I wanted, and I tried banga and starch for the first time. Oh my god, because it's like you're going to make me stand on the parade ground for close to like what, 2-3 hours in the morning, and then immediately after that, like what, 1 hour later, I'm going for lectures. After that, immediately I'm going for Saeed to learn my skill, whatever that I mean.
You don't expect me to go to my meeting eating rice. What is a rice? A rice is a kabari that's going to burn out, and I don't even need that. I needed something strong because I did not plan on losing weight. It was bad enough that I had to deal with the Abuja sun, but I didn't plan on losing weight and coming back for Christmas. Excuse you, like, we're trying to do Dirty December here. No, don't do that to me. I can't be doing Dirty December with bones hanging out. No, that's not how it's going to work. So it's like everything you want. Oh God, I loved mommy because you're going to find friends out, mommy. You're going to, you know, dance, have fun. If your squad is like squad, you're going to enjoy yourself, basically. I mean, if there's food, I mean, there's suya, there's chicken suya, there's normal suya, there is every single thing you want. So it's, I loved mommy, basically. So yes, let's talk about parade ground. You're going to be there for like mornings. You're going to be there from 4:30 to 6:30. You're going to see different plateaus carry out devotions, and oh my god, some people are just going to be repeating praises. Some people are not going to be so good. Sometimes you just want to spread your hanky and sit down. Sometimes it's going to be so cold, you know, different things, basically. So this was like a mini highlight of the camp. Yeah, I wanted to say something that had to do with sitting down, so I just had to pause. I had to take it back to the roots before I come back. So there's this you know, as the bugle is going sounding, as you are hearing the bugle, you are also hearing this charging, guys. Basically, you have to charge your phone. This is me just giving you guys like some rundown gist. Yeah, you have to charge your phone because some hostels didn't have sockets, and even if they had, I mean, there were like over 20 people in like rooms. They were like bunk beds, so not everybody is going to get to charge their phones. So they were charging, guys, and to charge your phone is 100 naira for ABJ camp. I don't know of other camps, but to charge your phone is 100 naira. So these guys usually come in the mornings, and I even made friends with them because they get in. And as the bugle is going, they are also starting their song. Let me tell you what it looks like. Shout out to my friend Joseph. He's the originator of this song. He just goes, "Good morning, coppers. Oh, charge your phone. How was your night? Charge your phone. 2 weeks to go. Charge your phone before you go to parade." Oh my God, that was the highlight. And then you hear ABJ Coppers, you're going to see or hear Chris charging. Chris is going to just be like, "Charge your phone with Chris, 100% charging with Chris." Then Gabby's going to be like, Gabby, charge your phone with Gabby. So, and then you're going to see Flexi charging, Suski charging. Shout out to my guy, Suski. And, you know, different types of charging. So that's part one of the song business. Part two now, when you go to the parade ground, definitely you're going to be tired of standing sometimes, so you want to sit down, right? So there's this lady that comes with different colors and sizes and textures of handkerchiefs, and then this is how she advertises herself: for the sitting down in the parade ground, for the absorption of your sweat, for the, what does she even say again? I know there's absorption of sweat, there's sitting down in the parade ground, for the blowing of the qatar. Oh my God, it's so funny how she says it. Like, she just wants you to buy a handkerchief. And the funniest part of it is when you go wrong and say, instead of maybe for the absorption of your sweat, say for the absorption of the parade ground, she will correct you. No, it's for the absorption of sweat, for the sitting on the parade ground. And it's just like, yo, are you trying to sell an album here? Because it was really funny. And then another major highlight is I don't know who he was in particular, like his title, but I know he was like this fat army commander that had, you know, he was so fat. I don't want to go and cover myself. Anyways, there's some things he used to say on the parade ground. He'll now come on the parade ground, he'll now say, "I am not a pastor, I am a soldier man. No peace for the wicked. Suffer not the wicked not to live. I do not sell rotten mango, so I don't keep baskets for it." Like, yo, calm down now. You know, I say, "Your sadness is my joy." That's what I say. God forbid I reject that part. I say, please. The first thing I heard him say, "Your sadness is my joy." I say, if my sadness is my joy, that means you continue to be sad, because I'll continue to be happy. You know all this African mentality we used to do. Please, just look at any negative thing about me. So it was really funny. So guys, I've talked about Parik and then I've talked about Mami. Now, another interesting part was during those lectures. The lectures are not interesting, please. Don't get me wrong. I sleep every time. They were sensitizing, they were educating, but sometimes they get boring and, you know, you're just going to sleep. But a very good and interesting part. But before that, this is me just telling you something little that, please, if you're a foodie like me, please always carry Gala and Hollandia to the parade ground and put it in your waist pouch because you're going to need it. That's on the side, though. So if you're, back to the lectures, right? They taught us different clubs. There is a locomotive club where the lady just going to be doing her hand, and as she moves her hand, you're going to clap according to her motion. And then there was the mosquito clap, mosquito, mosquito, wee, 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 kill him, eh, catch him, eh, kill him again, smash him. You know, they're just saying all those things. But my favorite clap, my favorite song, brother, let me tell you people. Let me sing it for you people. So it was like, okay, Copa, we are one time Copa. Copa, we are two time Copa, Copa. Copa, we are half time co. Another half pa. Together, Copa. Oh, mi li coco, mi co, eh, 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 eh. I love that song. It brings me to Manowar dreams. Manowar was crazy. Oh my god, the gyration, the singing. I loved Manowar gyration. Shoe get size. Hey, okay, can get quality. Like, there were so many Manowar gyration songs. Like, it was so nice. Like, they were so if a copper marry soldier, then go bomb mumu. Then something about monkey and gorilla. Oh my god, they were just a lot. And it was just fun because we just sing it and we'd be happy. Like, it is to lift our spirits up in camp a lot. And it was just really nice. So I think those are like the basic parts of the basic positive sides to camp. I mean, you learn new skills, you're sensitized, you get different lectures, different business ideas. There are people that come there to help you invest with, if you have good business ideas, you can win money, you know, different things for ABJ coppers. I don't know about other coppers, or I don't know about other camps, but this was what was going on for Kubwa FCT camp. There were like good things to and good sides to it, but then on the downside, the negative sides to it, I felt there was a little bit of exploitation there, like little. What am I trying to say? In terms of khaki adjustments, like, why would you want to slim fit my trousers for 1.5 going to 2,000? What are you slim fitting? How much does it take you to service your sewing machines or to buy your threads? I know that, okay, money has been paid for your space and whatnot, but you don't... I don't know. Maybe it's how the Nigerian system works and people have to get their monies, but I felt that was just wrong. So purposely, I took a decision that I wasn't going to do mine. For starters, I don't even like paying for what I can do. So I was just going to play. So yes, I can pay. I mean, even if it was 1K, I would have paid, but that money I spend, like, sometimes I spend more than that in a day at Mami. But don't just tell me because you want to slim fit my trousers, you are taking 1.5 close to 2,000. Some even run up to 3,000. No, that's just wrong. And I felt like NYC could have done better because, I mean, our measurements are on our green cards and stuff. But, and I know that it takes a lot of stress to start arranging all of this according to sizes. But, I mean... to get excellence, you have to put in work and to really put out what you do out there, to say that these things that you do matter, you have to put in work in what you do too. So if you're not going to do that, then it falls down back to what's true. In fact, some people, their khakis were too tight, they had to add materials to it, and I think that was even more expensive. So, like, I don't know where this message is going to get to, but I feel it's something and the NYC camp needs to be aware of. Like, the sizes really matter because people spend huge amount of money and then we get exploited on that ground. And then a lot of officials are going to tell you, don't pay for any stuff. Yes, please, do not pay for any PPA or post, you know, don't give money to any soldiers or ladies. Do not sell your bodies or whatever you have to someone just for posting, because they'll tell you posting is absolutely free. And yes, if you have your letter of request, just go give it to them at the secretariat and they're going to do everything for you. Posting is free. Please, please, please do not pay for that. I mean, it is just going to be not nice for you to pay for something that you can get for free. Yes. And then another side effect, which is not so much of a side effect, because I mean, you're in camp, you're not going to be so comfortable, because I mean, you're not in your father's house, so you're not going to have your leisure time also. So all those things they're telling you to bring, all those books they're telling you to bring to pass time, don't waste your time bringing books to pass time, because you are not, you're most likely not going to be able to read them, because you're going to be occupied with so much social activities that you're not going to have the time to read them. And the things that you're probably not going to have the time to do again, or let's say the things that I want to debunk out of the popular list that usually gets spread across. If you know that you're going to be lazy because you're going to be tired, so you most likely be lazy. Laundry is just 50 naira for your top or whatever. Socks, your pair is 50 naira. Everything is quite cheap, so no need of bringing detergent from your houses. You can use your bathing soap to always and put it in water, bring out later, and always wash your canvas yourself. Or you can even give it to them for just 100 naira. You might not need your provisions, because I mean, it's available in camp. What else? That's if you eat in Mamido. What else? You don't need to make 10 to 15 copies of your documents. No, you do not need that. 4 to 5 is okay. In fact, that might even be too much. But the documents you get on camp, you need to make copies of that, like 5 to 6. But the ones you are bringing from the house, you do not need to make extra copies, like numerous copies of them, like 10 to 15. No, that's a little bit on the high side. So I think that's about that. And just to round this up, or you know, to give a roundup basically on all that I have said, make the best out of camp. Camp is fun. I mean, there are so many activities. There is Red Cross Social Committee. Yo, shout out Life of the Camp. There is OBS, Orientation Broadcasting Services. That's those are like the press of the camp, basically the media gurus of the camp and what have you. They tell you what happens at the camp, the newscasters of the camp, you know, everything of the camp like that should be broadcasted, they do it. So you have OBS, you have Social Committee, you have Red Cross, you have Servicom, you have HIV and AIDS, you know, people that sensitize, you have a lot of things. And then you can even get your CDS groups on camp. You have dance and drama, you can be involved in sports, like I did volleyball, I did dancing for my platoon. So you be active, and as the more you get active, the more you meet new people, the more you interact, the more you connect, the more you network, which is extremely important, because you might look down on a lot of people, but oh my god, it's gonna bust your head by the time you interact with them and you get hold of their social media profiles and you see these people that you are talking to. They're not the right hand for face, so in all honesty, your mind is going to be blown, like blown off. And then you don't know who is going to help you tomorrow. You don't know who you're going to place a call to that you're going to need tomorrow. So network, network, network. That cannot be overemphasized enough. So maximize every opportunity you have. Learn, like there are different opportunities to learn on camp. Make the best out of it. I mean, with everything combined together to a very good extent, it is a very good experience. And they tell you that it lasts just once in a lifetime. Make these memories, because I mean, they're not going to come again. Have fun, take pictures. And I can't cover everything here, so I'm just going to drop a little bit, one or two posts on my regular posting that I do on my blog. And this is about this for now. Chronicles of the ABJ Copa. I'm going to drop more, like I said. Check out other sides to our website. Check out other columns. You know, we give amazing content. You know, I do not disappoint. I'm thankful to God for that. So there are beautiful contents that you also need to check up. Like, I'm coming up with the fire. And yes, if you're listening to this, shout out to myself. My birthday is on Friday. And shout out to all my friends that I made in ABJ, Mary, Olo, Ikena, Yo Cruz, Chibuzom. Shout out to Platin 8. Shout out to Mr. Ahmed, our commander. Shout out to Chinenge, Isioma, Abang, Bang. Shout out to all of you. You guys are the best. You guys rock. You guys made my stay worthwhile. Shout out to my girl, Owokpetu, Tommy Sin. Shout out to Copa J. Shout out to everybody that I know. I'm just giving shout outs. Shout out to Mr. Rao, Social Committee. Shout out to, you know, oh my God. I can't even do my shout outs enough, but you guys are amazing. They made my camp fun. So that's it. Until I see you again, remember I said 2 weeks time, Podcast Fridays runs as Podcast Fridays, no Podcast Mondays. Okay, so till I see you guys next time, share and spread the word with love from Lovers. Bye guys.